ladies and gentlemen, the world, we taped an episode last week.
We taped it on Tuesday of last week.
And we talked about what's going on and, you know, the effects that it would have on sports in general, you know, things, you know, like there weren't going to be any fans at upcoming games and, you know, just little small things.
Or Courtney might not be able to make it to his wedding because I have to get on a plane.
Well, guess what? Not less than 12 hours after we taped that episode, all hell broke loose.
The world completely changed. Almost to the point where us releasing the episode, it wouldn't even make any sense.
Almost, yes. Although, it reached, like, there was no reason to put out what we had just taped 12 hours prior because all of it would have been null and void. Thank you, coronavirus. You've pretty much put everybody in a standstill. In reality, this whole sports is to life podcast, this whole like theme, you know, we've said it at certain times during some of our episodes, but considering what happened last week, this is the textbook reason why this podcast exists. If you're looking for, we always looking for a niche. Well, this is the niche now because sports. People depended on sports.
It was our source of entertainment. It was our source of escapism.
They want to consume sports while they're sitting at home for however much long this is going to last. And they ain't watching any new stuff.
At all. The NBA did offer League Pass for free to everybody. But it's like, I mean, it's historic games. It's highlights, it's condensed versions of games. I mean, you can go on there and just have fun and just, like, if you just want to watch, like, if you want to show your kid how great Michael Jordan really was, I guess now is the time to go do that.
On the real, Golf Channel should probably just show a replay of all of Tiger's 82 victories.
That would be awesome. And you could just really stick with the 15 majors, but you could really introduce a generation of kids to Tiger's greatness and why people talk about him in golf, because like there is an episode of us talking about how my kid didn't get it with Tiger, so they should just go ahead and do that.
There were many things that were canceled because of this coronavirus that never came to fruition, and what happened was one of those that was very near and dear to our heart was the FSU men's basketball season,
because you know we're a basketball school now, y'all.
And yes, we won the ACC regular season championship. And since they canceled the ACC tournament, we were declared ACC champions, like, for good.
Overall, yeah. And they did say that if March Madness was going to happen, FSU would get the automatic bid when they, you know, ended the ACC tournament. That was really the first moments where you realized that, oh, this is going to be crazy, was when the conference championships stopped, like, they started canceling them. And they canceled the ACC championship. Like, FSU and Clemson were on the court warming up, and they got sent to the locker room, FSU brought back out, and they're like, okay, you guys are champions now. Here's your trophy. Take pictures.
But now we have to wonder, what if? What would have happened if the NCAA tournament would have played out with however many teams they were deciding on putting in? We were going to be one of the top 16. And then you had Dick Vitale saying that
he would have picked Florida State to win it all.
In the grand scheme of things, we are national champions because the Florida Senate decided to pass a resolution declaring us national champions for the 2019-2020 season.
Why? They felt that was necessary. I think to be ACC champions for this season and like that being legitimate is enough. Like, it's FSU basketball. I mean, I think that even in our wildest dreams, we probably only thought that they would make it to the Final Four. Like, in our wildest dreams, I don't know that I thought they were actually going to be able to win the national championship.
I thought we had a good chance as any. It was wide open this year.
It was definitely wide open, 100%. But, I mean, maybe I just wasn't I did not have the audacity to dream that big.
Thank you, Florida Senate. You know, thank you for the kudos. But number one, we're not UCF.
Nope. Because I will give FSU props. Nobody at FSU is sitting here like doing that, or there's not an entire like marketing campaign around it. Thank goodness. I feel like football might have done the FSU thing or done the UCF thing just because I don't trust football on social media. But basketball is classier than that. Leonard Hamilton is classier than that. They're going to ride the ACC championship. And
we are also not the Orlando Apollos, the Orlando AAF team who was in first place when the AAF
died.
So all of a sudden, you know, everybody thought that they should just go ahead. Well, let me rephrase that. Steve Spurrier thought that they should just go ahead and give him the title.
Yes, and then they did and gave him a ring. I'm not sure they gave the players a ring, but Steve Spurrier got a ring.
If we're not as successful as we were this year, then it's going to be depressing because we're going to be sitting here wondering.
Always wondering what if. Yep. Yeah.
What else that happened was, I mean, we figured it might not be any new news, but this dude.
Yo, this dude.
As we've talked about plenty of times on this podcast, all about equality for women. And we've definitely talked ad nauseum about the U.S. women's national soccer team's fight for equal pay from the USSF. And that took a dark, very dark turn last week.
Very dark turn.
Because in the lawsuit that was filed by the women's national team,
U.S. soccer, in their attempts to defend themselves against this lawsuit, decided to go down a obviously dangerous path.
No, let's call it for what it is. It was pure sexism.
Also accurate.
And misogyny.
Yes, it was. Smiley, would you like to tell them what their defense was as to why they weren't paying the women enough money? And by the way, women had to answer questions about this. Take it away.
These jabronis from the USSF had the nerve to say, and I quote, that women do not perform equal work requiring equal skill and effort, and that the ability of the U.S. men's national team players is materially influenced by the level of certain physical attributes, such as speed and strength.
Now, mind you, this U.S. men's national team that did not even make it to the last World Cup, we're not even sure they make it to the next one.
Hold on.
But
we just about to lay all, we about to lay out all the accolades right now. The women's national team has won 4 World Cups. They've won 4 Olympic gold medals. They've won numerous tournaments around the world. She Believes Cups, Friendly Cups. They've won, I think they've won like 8 CONCACAF Cups.
If it is a championship, the women have won it. I don't know that there is in soccer a championship that the women have not won.
On the other hand, on the flip side, let's pull out this long list of championships the men have won.
We'll wait.
My silence is deafening. I don't know what the men have won.
They won like a CONCACAF one time. I feel like I remember watching that. Maybe a gold cup.
They might have won a gold cup every now and again.
They made it to the group of 16 in a World Cup a long time ago.
They've only made it to the quarterfinals of the World Cup since I've been alive once. Actually, once.
So basically, what we're saying is
the men suck.
They do. They do not have a certain level of physical attributes such as speed and strength as compared to their actual counterparts. Megan Rapinoe had a great answer, which she basically said, how about we play them and find out? I think that like many men's basketball players, the people who don't think that the women are good enough are not the male athletes.
I'm pretty sure I've said on this podcast, I've had to have said this at least once, that if you were to put the men up against the women, I guarantee you the women would run circles around them and wouldn't think twice.
I believe it. But for some reason, now former U.S. Soccer Federation president
Carlos Cordero
thought that it was a good idea. Because just for a little context, now he himself was not doing this sort of questioning or didn't come up with this defense. But he said, okay, to his law firm doing this line of questioning, presenting this defense as to why they weren't. So lawyers work for the organization that's paying them. So if they say no to a defense or an argument, the lawyers had to come up with something better. The fact that the only thing that lawyers could come up with is that women do not perform equal work requiring equal skill set and effort. That's the only thing they could come up with.
And guess what? The women don't perform equal work to men in this case. They perform 37 times more, better work than the men do. So, kiss my behind. It sucks that men as a gender have to just continually. It's a woman. It ends up being a woman that brings every human being onto this planet. And yet, we still just. I apologize for all men that think that women's sports is just hot garbage. I really do.
Yeah, it definitely is. It just it's a lot, and the hoops that they have contorted themselves in to like come up with why, when basically the real reason is we don't want to.
But in true poetic justice.
Poetic justice. The sponsors went crazy when all this became public, except Nike, but that's a conversation for a different day as to why Nike didn't publicly speak out. Now, whether they spoke out privately or not, we'll never know. And that resulted in
him being replaced by a woman.
Yes. And the woman fired the law firm that they were working with as well. So all of the old men went away.
I lose things to say because it shouldn't. Number one, it shouldn't have come to that.
It should not have.
Number two, have you lost your mind?
Also, like, do you not realize that like you are? This is going to be found out. Like, it's not a situation where you're doing it and it's not going to become public. Also, like, you should never expect things won't become public, but. Why? Like, why did this seem like a good idea? Just pay the women. Like, this just feels like it's not worth it. I mean, the men's players are generally like, we support the women, but also kind of not trying to get involved. Because frankly, what I would like to see happen, to be perfectly honest with you, is to see the men's salary cut, or what the men are getting paid cut, so that the women can be higher, because I feel like performance on the pitch matters. And maybe if the men don't get paid as much, there would be some sort of something to try and, you know, fix soccer in America.
I got nothing else because it's only going to make me upset.
It's trash, but there's a woman who is acting president. She will be until 2021 when they vote for the next president, so she will complete his term, and hopefully whoever votes on who the president is realizes that they are in such a crappy place that they need to just keep a woman running the ship. That's all I gotta say.
Carlos Cordero must have been suffering from that coronavirus for real. There are a lot of moments in life where we ask ourselves, where were we when that happened? This is probably going to be a situation or a moment in time that will transcend generations. Where were you when sports stopped?
Well, mine ain't even that. I mean, I think that, like, where were you when sports stopped? Sports stopping was the catalyst to the entire country figuring out that this was really serious. That's the thing that's so interesting, is that sports led the charge in a way that sports is known to do. Sports has been known to push people forward in terms of, you know, racial justice, social justice, things like that. Sports has been known for that, but this is not the situation where you thought, hey, where were you the moment the NBA decided to suspend its season? And that was the catalyst for a countrywide quarantine.
We can all thank Rudy Gobert.
He was the person that made sure that America realized that this was serious. A player that nobody could tell you what team he was on before he tested positive for coronavirus.
And this came days after he basically made a mockery of it when he was having a press conference and left and just rubbed his hands all over the microphones and the desk. And yeah.
I mean, he also was like, this is a perfect microcosm of how people felt about this pandemic prior to the moment he was diagnosed. People were not concerned at all for the last 6 weeks. And then all of a sudden.
Then all of a sudden, NBA, gone. NHL, gone. PJ Tour,
gone.
Gone.
Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, done. It went so quickly that it felt like news was moving. Like a day felt like a year. Like it was insane. And it was almost like as things were happening, people were looking at the ones who hadn't done it and they were like, oh, yeah, y'all gotta do this too. It just like became this like domino effect that moved so quickly you couldn't keep up with it.
I went to Tallahassee to play in a charity golf tournament last Thursday.
Just for context, like, so where were Smiley and I? I was in my car and I had just, Smiley had sent me a text message about something else. And I was going to respond and at the same time getting the ESPN alert and the new text message from Smiley that says the NBA season is canceled. I sat in my car for 2 hours just scrolling, trying to comprehend what was going on.
We teed off that tournament at 12:30. Now, this was on a Thursday. It was the first round of the players. Everything was fine and dandy in the morning. So we teed off at 12:30. By the time we finished playing the golf tournament at 4:30, the players went from, hey, we're just being cautious, to we're playing the last three rounds with no fans, to we're canceling the players. All within that span of 4 hours.
It was insane how these things were happening. And you're just like, because I think on the day, on that Thursday, the NCAA was going to try to do March Madness with no fans.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. At the beginning of the day. Oh, in fact, we were about to tee off right when FSU was about to play. And they were warming up.
Right. They were warming up and they were playing with no fans. And then they never tipped off. And then all conference championships were canceled.
By the time we made the turn, by the time we played our first nine holes, every major Power Five conference had canceled their conference tournament.
It just went like this, like this, like this. The NHL tried to not suspend their season. Because that was the thing. People really did try not to suspend things and not to cancel things and not to really do this. Because, I mean, not only are these things worth bazillions of dollars, and I mean bazillions, I don't even mean millions, I mean bazillions, but also, like, there are a lot of people who won't get paid. Like, I still think it's crazy. Mark Cuban's, ESPN caught Mark Cuban's response because the Mavs were playing when it was announced, and he is an owner. Apparently, Adam Silver didn't ask for nobody's permission to suspend the season because it literally was like you saw Mark Cuban's reaction on the sideline of like, whoa. And then like they're suspending the season because a player has the virus. And you're like, what's happening?
So you take the NBA, for example, and you want to talk about another what if. If by chance they don't resume the rest of the season? Yo.
Dude, the Lakers could have won the championship. And we're just going to have a conversation about Courtney's favorite team and players that she's not a huge fan of infiltrating them. And we're going to have a larger conversation about that in the last segment of the show because the Lakers were the first version of that.
The coronavirus gonna sabotage LeBron's chance to win the title with the Lakers.
Yes. It is foolishness. Now the Lakers, because in the latest news, Kevin Durant has coronavirus, and the Lakers played them last week. So the Lakers' entire team has to be tested for coronavirus. We're not even going to get into why all these celebrities and sports athletes and things like that can get tested when nobody else can.
My fiance's celebrity crush got it, and she was having a fit.
Idris Elba has coronavirus. Tom Hanks has coronavirus. They just announced that a congressperson has coronavirus. I mean, let's be really real. We probably, way more of us have coronavirus than we realize because we are asymptomatic. Because while the NBA stuff was going down, Tom Hanks, we were finding out about Tom Hanks at the same time. So tomorrow we might find out that somebody on the Lakers has coronavirus, because if Kevin Durant, who wasn't playing, because the Nets announced that four players have coronavirus. Kevin Durant was not playing. Basketball is one of the easiest ways to transmit it because of like sweat follicles and all that other kind of stuff. I do not know all the symptoms. I don't know how it's transmitted like that, but I do know that like because of how they play the game. But also, Kevin Durant wasn't playing. So we'll find out who in Lakers have it by the time this podcast drops. Now, the NCAA has to figure out what they're going to do about eligibility, because now, not only was March Madness canceled, all fall, all winter sports championships were canceled, they basically just went ahead and said, you know what, athletics is over for the year at the NCAA level, all spring sports are canceled, FSU canceled a spring game, I mean, it's gone so far, it canceled our new coaches, whatever his name is, Coach Norvell, his like spring booster tour, all of these things have been canceled. Like everything. I mean, shoot, college is canceled. School is canceled. I'm a teacher because I'm teaching my 9-year-old. But I guess the NCAA has guaranteed that they're going to grant eligibility to seniors of spring sports. They haven't quite figured out what they're going to do about winter sports people because they were at the championships.
I think the winter sports athletes are going to be out of luck.
I mean, they should just go ahead and give them eligibility, because why not? The entire world fell apart. But considering the fact the NCAA's insurance policy isn't going to pay for everything for the tournament, and they got rid of their emergency fund when they had to pay out for lawsuits.
I bet NCAA is ecstatic at the fact that they have not allowed players to get paid yet. Because this... Oh, man, they already talk about Cheeto and Chief guaranteeing all taxpaying Americans $1,000 a month. But imagine if the NCAA had to shell out, just go ahead and shell out some cash money for their employees, which in the grand scheme of things, student athletes are.
At this point, though, the NCAA doesn't know it's going to be able to pay out the money it pays to its schools, like to its member schools for every game teams win in the NCAA tournament, they get a certain amount of money, and that money lasts over the life of quote unquote the deal. So the NCAA is supposed to put out some like hundreds of millions of dollars to member institutions that have won tournament games and things like that. And they don't know how they're going to do that as of right now. So there are definitely issues. I mean, schools might have to make up the difference. Now, granted, it's probably going to be a little bit. It's probably going to be somewhere between like 2-3% of athletic budgets. But yeah, it's just going to keep the sports implications are going to keep getting crazier. And I also love Bleacher Report and ESPN and their social content right now, because it is literally like, did you not see Bleacher Report and ESPN on Steph's birthday?
They literally posted all sorts of stuff about Steph. It was like, I've never seen, like, without them winning a championship, I've never seen this much Steph content in my entire life. Like, they're just like keying onto anything that they can to show as many like replays and highlights and stuff as possible.
Jason Terry was trending on Twitter either yesterday or today because it was the anniversary of when LeBron dunked on him in the playoffs.
Yes. Richard Jefferson was like, I got by like, what was it? Kobe, MJ, and LeBron. And so then they had a carousel of him getting dunked on of all three of them. Like, I mean, it is hilarious to watch these sports organizations try and give content because it is a madhouse. They really have nothing to talk about because there are no sports.
Man, look, I tried to hold out hope.
Wait, let's go back this far. In the now lost episode, where you're talking about coronavirus and what's happening and everything like that. And I said on the episode, well, we might not be able to come to your wedding. And Smiley got kind of mad at me.
Surprised. Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah, that's right. Got surprised.
And when you said it, my fiance was like sitting next to me and like she was kind of like, oh, you know, that's right. And, you know, I didn't really think much of it. I was like, okay, if she's being cautious, then I get it. She'll just miss out. But then when I came back from the golf tournament, I was like, I was trying to be positive for my fiance's sake. But in my mind, I'm like, this is not looking good. And sure enough, Friday, 1:15, got the call from our venue saying, look, ain't nobody doing nothing in the library until the end of April.
Yeah. I think I didn't realize it, but like when they closed the libraries here, like libraries are closed for the rest of March. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's the same thing happened because that's when they told us all city parks are closed. The zoo and all the libraries are closed until the end of April. And at that point, I was just like, oh, well, I'm just waiting on the phone call. And there it happened. And, you know, when I told my fiance, she did not take it well. I think it was just, I mean, we weren't surprised, but we were just like seriously bummed out.
Yeah, it's still a lot. I mean, I think that things like people's weddings aren't things that people really like got on their radar of like things that are potential issues. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I still have one other wedding in May over Memorial Day weekend. I paid my deposit for my hotel. Haven't bought a plane ticket. I need to actually call my homeboy and ask him like, are y'all still planning on getting married? Are they going to let us into Jamaica? Like, I'm not even sure. Like, cause if I was Jamaican, I wouldn't let us in. Like, cause like they probably got tests and we don't.
And now, like, we don't even know when we can even begin to think about a replacement date because ain't no telling when this thing is gonna ease up.
Right. And then also, like, have you guys already, I'm assuming you guys have already reached out to all your vendors and everything like that, and they're just like.
Oh, yeah, they are. All of our vendors, like, just let us know when you reschedule and we'll make it happen.
And that's the one thing I think that other things, like, the event industry, which is the industry that I work in, has gotten torched. Hmm. When I say torched, it isn't even funny because if you think about it, even the sports side, there are people that have been working on the Final Four and all of the events and programs surrounding it for years. South by Southwest was the first big like event that was canceled. There are people that make the majority of their money in crazy big events like that, where you bring hundreds of millions of dollars of economic impact into cities. And I think this is one of those moments where with the number of like companies that make such a huge part of their income during that time, where, you know, I think in the sports industry, we always question these big economic impact numbers. But I think this is one of those years where you're going to be able to prove that, like, yeah, that big economic impact number of like these huge events that come to cities and places, yeah, it's meaningful when there are going to be businesses that are not going to return, like restaurants and bars and things like that. They're not going to return just because they aren't high margin businesses anyway. Small businesses are not going to return. And I think specifically in the event industry, you know, people are begging, you know, postpone, don't cancel. But like at work, our entire event calendar through May, gone, entire thing. I mean, we're lucky and blessed because we work for a company and we are not in a position where we have to lay people off at this time. Everything on our calendars is gone. A lot of event planners, like, they plan weddings. They plan, and a lot of people having to cancel their weddings or Some people are like flat out canceling. They're just like, you know what? If you'll give me partial refund, I'll take it.
At this point, people can't even have funerals. Thankfully, it's a blessing to have job security in this day and age, especially what's going on right now, because I know there are going to be a lot of people who are going to lose their jobs.
There are a lot of people that already have. And like, that's the crazy part, is that we don't think about how many people, like, we've all basically been told, stay in your house, right? But that means don't go to the gym. That means don't go to the movies. Like, movie theaters are like at half capacity. But that also means anybody to work. And people are getting like let go. Restaurants that can't be open. That, you know, the only way they're open is that they only doing takeout and delivery service, but that's not enough. Amazon isn't letting people.
Amazon is apparently hiring 100,000 people to help.
They are, but they also are only taking into their warehouses. They're only taking necessities, and they're, you can't, like, you can order whatever you want on Amazon, but you can't, as a supplier, you can't replenish anything. Like, you can't send anything new. So, like, if you need to order an iPad, Apple can't send any iPads to Amazon to fulfill until April 1st. Because the only thing they want in their warehouses right now are things like toilet paper, which they still can't keep. Can we have a side note? People, stop hoarding toilet paper, please? That doesn't make any sense.
Apparently, one of the effects of the coronavirus is heavy diarrhea, which I guess that's why people are getting toilet paper. I don't know.
That's not a good enough reason.
Yeah. As somebody who lives in Florida, this, seeing how all these fools are acting, is just nothing but how Floridians act during hurricane times too.
But then Floridians just get a lot of alcohol. Floridians don't act crazy on hurricanes because they just don't care anymore. They feel like they can handle anything. But people are acting like their basic services are going to go off. Even in Italy at this point, like, people still have water. People still have air conditioning and electricity. Well, Italy air conditions a little bit all over the place. Whether people actually have air conditioning, they don't have air conditioning like we do. Here's an interesting story. My stepsister-in-law, not my sister-in-law, whatever, she actually lives in Italy. But her daughter, something happened to her daughter. Like, she got hurt or something. So they sent her back to the States to get medical care. And she was never allowed to go back. She is still not allowed to go back to Italy because Italy is on such lockdown. It was one of those, like, kismet, like, God things where it's like, go to the States because this horrible thing happened. But also, like, blessing in disguise because Italy has been on lockdown from coronavirus for a million years.
Thank goodness for admin leave, because I'm practically doing nothing. But Courtney, you're probably gonna earn like a degree in education by the time this quarantine is done.
Right. So for those of you that don't know, I work from home every day. Like, that is my office. I work from home. I am Teacher Courtney. This is Casa de Courtney School. I have to make sure that my 9-year-old continues to learn while he's out of school until, at the earliest, April 10th.
You are going to join so much more of American parents who will be thrust into the title of teacher for the foreseeable future. Here in Jacksonville, they basically said that starting on Monday, they're going to be doing distance learning for the rest, darn near the rest of the semester. Just like I caped for women's soccer players earlier.
Teachers need to be paid more.
Yeah. Everybody about to find out real quick that teachers are the backbone of America and they definitely should be getting paid more.
No, it's not even that. Schools are the backbone of America. Because if y'all have noticed how many districts have so many meal options, because kids, there are way too many kids in this country who the only meals that they get every day are the ones they get at school. When you have tons of sites of grab and go meals that are available to students because like they were hesitant to close New York City public schools because 119,000 students was their number, their count of students that were homeless. Like that is absurd. I think what more than anything what this whole thing is showing us is how we are the richest country in the world. Now, whether we will be at the end of this, I don't know. But we are the richest country in the world and we leave so many people behind. And what I don't want to hear is, well, they should be doing kids are not, should not be made to suffer because of their parents' financial decisions. And half of them aren't actually decisions. It's them doing the best they can. Mm-hmm. So let's not have that conversation anywhere because it's not a thing. But when we know that like this many kids need meals, like literally they are opening up like it's summer meals to make sure that kids are getting food. Like what we're learning is how much schools are the backbone of this country. I'm home, right? My husband, I think might be home, but like we're blessed. Like we're getting paychecks still. We are, you know, still we're home. We can do some sort of tag teaming, like whatever. We are blessed. But there are lots of families who their kids aren't going to school, but they still have to go to work because not all companies have sent people to work from home yet.
It all boils down to this coronavirus, which has basically changed society as we know it. And now.
And really brought the things that we all knew were problems kind of in the back of our head, brought them to the forefront in ways that I don't think, I'm not sure we can forget them after this. Maybe we'll do better.
The Center for Disease Control has told us to institute social distancing, which I'm sure is probably going to be added to the Webster Dictionary before year's end.
Yes,
to absolutely. Combat this virus, which is basically telling not just Americans, but telling people of all across the world, hey, whatever you've been doing all your life,
stop
it right now. And us as human beings who already don't like change.
And don't like rules.
Exactly.
And I think that's the other thing is that like they're telling people who feel fine. That's the part that is the most, because I think that if like they said stay home, but all the people that could potentially be carriers for this disease actually felt symptoms. Because the problem is if you're young and relatively healthy, you could have coronavirus and not be sick, not have any symptoms, could go to work, could, you know, may feel like you have a cold, could be whatever. They're telling you, who doesn't even know whether they have it or not, to stay inside. Unfortunately, like, we're the biggest carriers, though, right? Like, if you're healthy, you don't have any symptoms, you can still have the disease. Kevin Durant feels fine. Idris Elba feels fine. They don't feel like they're sick, but they are. And they are highly freaking contagious. And I told my parents that they weren't allowed to leave the house. I was like, I don't want to hear it. Don't leave the house. Because my parents are over 70. They're actually in relatively good health for their age. But I would like them to stay that way. So they don't have any reason to leave the house. They're both retired. You can order food. You can cook food. You can do whatever. If I need to send you food, that is fine. Because my parents live in Florida. But what is not going to happen is y'all aren't allowed to leave the house. Because we have these idiot people that thought, hey, we should go to the bars. Hey, we should go to the beach. Hey, Disney World should stay open until Monday.
And that is exactly the reason why the local governments have taken upon themselves to basically shut stuff down for you, because us as human beings,
we can't be trusted.
We cannot be trusted with our own health.
And no, it's not even our own health. It's really the health of others, because unfortunately, you know, all these college students that are now doing distance learning or just come off spring break and things like that, they probably, even if they get coronavirus, will probably be fine. The problem is they're going to give it to their grandma.
Everybody going to the beach. So then they had to shut the beaches down. So then everybody's like, man, bump this. I'm about to just go to the club. Then they shut all the clubs. Done. Sometimes as much as we hate the government, they really are saving us from ourselves. Because if it was left up to us,
people would still be, they'd be like partying like, hey, I'm not working. So, hey, I'm not in school. Hey, I got, you know.
We would wipe out humankind.
We really would. 100%. 100% wipe out humankind. And that is the thing we are learning from this. So maybe we will be a little bit kinder to one another and we will realize that, like, yeah, you know, we are actually our brother's keepers. More importantly, we are our parents' keepers because, you know, we're in our mid-30s, which means our parents are in the age range or close to it of the people most affected by this disease. And that's scary because why should they have to go early? They don't need to go meet their maker early because people are selfish. Stop it. Stay home. Guess what? Stay home. You can go, you can work out at your house because every YouTube has a million workouts. I did a workout yesterday that I was like laying on the ground. It was so painful. You can go out. You can go for a walk in your neighborhood. Just don't get within 6 feet of each other. You can, you know, write that business plan. Build that whatever. Because guess what? We don't know what economy we're coming back to either.
It would be a sports figure that is responsible for the entire shutdown of the planet Earth. Thank you, Rudy Gobert.
It is Rudy Gobert is going to be a sports trivia question and a Jeopardy question at some point. Just remember his name. Just remember his name. So one thing that didn't shut down was NFL free agency.
Yeah, apparently you can still do work off the field.
Right. Now, whether anybody's getting physicals or not, I don't know the answer to that question. But NFL free agency has begun. And can we just go ahead and preface this by Courtney is going to be miserable when football season comes around, as long as we have one.
I don't know why she's going to be miserable, because the best quarterback of all time is going to her favorite team.
Except, again, he's 42. If he was coming at even 38, I might be able to get through. It would be like LeBron to Lakers situation. I can grudgingly be okay with it because he is the greatest player of all time. But LeBron's 35. Tom Brady, who is expected to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sometime at some point, is 42 years old. And the Bucs still have the same problem the Bucs had last year and the year before and the year before, which is no offensive line. So I'm still confused as to what Tom Brady, who cannot get hit, is going to do.
Meanwhile, her other favorite team got one of her other favorite players.
And by favorite, he means players I hate. So Colts got freaking Phillip Rivers, who I have hated since he was at North Carolina State. And they have him on a one-year deal. And he was bad last year. Like, really bad. So I'm not sure that he's actually an upgrade.
So if Indy and Tampa Bay end up going to the Super Bowl, who are you rooting for?
I don't know. Legit, if it was a Tampa-Indy Super Bowl, I would probably be like, I can't lose, but rooting for the Bucks. I think that would be how I would be. Because I've been a Bucks fan far longer than I've been a Colts fan. And honestly, I was a Colts fan when the Bucks made me mad. That's what, like, the Bucks fired Tony Dungy, made me mad, and I became a Colts fan because that's where he went.
Meanwhile, my favorite team is pretty much trading every single decent player on their team away for Lunchables and Capri Suns.
Remember how last year he complained a lot about Nick Foles? Well, he's gone.
Nick Foles gone. Calais Campbell, one of our leaders on the defense, not to mention the reigning Walter Payton Man of the Year, gone.
Now, for those of you that don't know, Walter Payton Man of the Year is actually an off-the-field award. It is not an on-the-field award. It's still great and shows the character and great human being that he is.
Yannick Ngakoue, doesn't want to sign a long-term deal. So he's probably going to be gone after next year. We have gotten rid of everybody. I sure hope they know what they're doing, because we originally, this last episode, we just talked about the relationship that the owner has with the team and that the team has with the city right now. It's very contentious. It could blow up any minute. And they want us to support a team that's supposed to be pretty good, but we're going to be playing with literally a real life version of Keanu Reeves and the Replacements in the 2020 season. If you have not seen The Replacements, it's a very underrated sports movie. You should go watch it. Meanwhile, other places, DeAndre Hopkins got traded to the Cardinals in what sounds like a very, very sticky situation that he had with Bill O'Brien. He's always been in sticky situations.
I feel like Texans fans should not be happy, because the amount of talent that Bill O'Brien has gotten out of the Texans organization in the last few years is absurd. And I also feel like they now realize that, like, they basically gave him away for free, because you see what the Vikings got for Stephon Diggs. Wow. That haul of draft picks compared to what they got for Hopkins.
They said, did you hear what happened?
Did I hear what DeAndre Hopkins said about Bill O'Brien upon leaving? Yes. About how he compared him to Aaron Hernandez? Lord, I don't even have words.
And how he doesn't necessarily, I guess he's not a fan of DeAndre because he's had children by different women.
Which, you can't even be, how can you be an NFL coach and have that as any sort of commentary at all? Like, first of all, random people have multiple children by multiple other, I can't even say this with a straight freaking face right now.
He gonna have a problem with every single player on his team that has baby mama drama? Get out of here, man.
But also, we don't even know that it actually was drama. Like, all we know is that it's because he had children by multiple women, but...
Oh, yeah. He said DeAndre used to invite them all to, like, practice and games. Like, apparently...
They all get along? Because can we stop? Tom Brady has children from multiple women. And his timelines kind of overlap. But he's Tom Brady, so it's okay. Bill O'Brien, you used to coach the Patriots. They're the reason why you got this job. But Tom Brady's okay, but...
I can almost promise you that Bill O'Brien is not going to have a job by the end of the NFL season.
I mean, they're going to be trash. I did hear somebody say...
I don't even think they're going to be trash. I think the entire team is going to just start a mutiny and not even fucking try.
If you remember correctly, the owner of the Texans did say that we can't let the inmates run the prison or the asylum during conversations about social justice and how the NFL is going to deal with that. He did say that, so I feel like he's of the ilk of his ownership.
Good old Bob McNair. He's not with us any longer.
But it's not like the team's not selling his family.
Good on the NFL to keep us talking, even though the entire world is shut down.
Also, the Panthers and how... They said that Cam Newton was allowed to look for a trade. And Cam Newton was like, yeah, that's not what happened. I didn't ask for a trade. I didn't want to leave Carolina. I love it here. Like, let's try not to be whatever. But they're about to sign Teddy Bridgewater. So there's that. Jameis Winston doesn't have a job.
Oh, Jameis can come to Jacksonville. I'm all for that. And who knows? Maybe Jameis might stay. And because... Brady ain't gonna be there that much longer.
Well, the question is, what kind of deal would he sign, though? Because they're gonna sign, Brady's gonna be like, he's looking at $30 million a season. So the question is, how much more money, like, can Jameis, even on like a bad deal, get, like, on a backup deal, get more money per season than that?
Jameis has proven that he can be a starter somewhere. It's just.
I mean, if Jameis cut his interceptions in half, he'd be at the top 15. He'd be top 15 quarterback in the NFL. Maybe more than that, honestly. But until he does it.
Last but not least, if there's one sport that should definitely take heed to the coronavirus, is one of combat situations, i.e. professional wrestling. Now, Vince apparently thought WrestleMania was invincible.
He really did.
Because he thought, yeah, we're still going to put on this Super Bowl of wrestling in a football stadium with
and have, you know, 70,000 people come hang out.
But he was in for a rude awakening because the last week of WWE live programming has emanated from the WWE Performance Center in Orlando with no fans, and it has been absolutely weird. It's just weird for the simple fact that professional wrestlers do things for reactions. And for the last week, they've done everything, they haven't gotten any reaction because there's no fans in the center.
Right.
And it's like, it's almost like they're rehearsing a play. That's what it looks like. But it's live entertainment, and it is weird. Like, so now they're basically going to do... They're going to do WrestleMania, which WrestleMania averages 70,000 people live in their venues. They're going to be doing WrestleMania at the Performance Center, which I believe has a capacity of maybe 200. And it's not even going to be that many because nobody's going to be there.
Right. Because I was like, I'm not even sure they could do that because the state of Florida has already said no crowds of 50 or more.
But no, yeah, it's going to be in an empty arena. So the only people that are going to be out there wrestling are the wrestlers and the commentators and referee. So that's like seven people are going to be on the screen at any given time. All these storylines that have been built up for months. One wrestler just came back after 9 years because of neck fusion surgery and built this great story with another wrestler, like this personal feud that was finally going to culminate in a match at WrestleMania, is now going to happen, but nobody's going to be in person to see it. I almost want them to put everything on hold, but that's not how Vince McMahon thinks. And we end with this because WWE just signed a hot name and such great timing for everybody's favorite tight end, Rob Gronkowski, to announce that he's signing a deal with WWE.
He should probably wait to actually start until, you know.
But yo, he's going to be in Orlando. Tom's going to be in Tampa. This is the perfect time to, you know, link back up. Maybe Gronk might come out of retirement and say,
oh my,
you know,
gosh, what? I can't.
I did sign with WWE, but obviously.
I would love for Gronk to be on the Bucks. I still don't understand how this is going to work. I don't know why he picked this team. He actually would have made more sense for him to be with the Colts, but here nor there.
On that note, I am going to get Courtney both a Tom Brady Bucks and a Phillip Rivers Colts jersey for her birthday.
If he actually gets me these, I will wear them and put a picture up on social media. I'm not purchasing with my own money anything of the sort.
In the meantime, This is going to be a great time for all of us to get to know each other, considering that we won't be going outside at all except for essentials. So be on the lookout because we're about to have a nice long visit with one another over however long this coronavirus. Until next week, keep washing your hands to the best of your ability.
Stay inside.